Hello everyone, this is Vitor, and what I'm going to do now is an addendum to what Scott did last time when he was demoing two ways of using sound over different tracks. I think some information was missing, or we could check that some information was missing, and as I have some time today and I'm willing to do this, now I decided to make a little demo for you, and this has been also very, very handy to me, and I'm going to be showing you how to do this. I have a track here.
I hear my thoughts as if they were echoes in my mind.
You hear the metronome as if it was some kind of instrument, and you hear my voice. I hear my thoughts as if they were echoes in my mind. Nothing too exciting, but very self-explanatory. The thing I want to do is pick up the word echoes and treat it differently. I could split this particular word onto its own item in this track and insert an echo or a delay. And there I would have the thing, the voice, treated. But what I want to do is pick up this word and use it on a different track, on a totally different track, and having more flexibility using this method, and having the opportunity to insert other things onto this track. You know, it's Reaper gives us a lot of flexibility when we think of creating and manipulating tracks and items. So I will demonstrate the item method and the time selection method, the two things that were demoed last time, with the exception that in the time selection method there was some information missing, which I will try to cover this time. So let's play it again and try to find the word echoes.
I hear my thoughts as if they were echoes, echoes.
Okay, I have the word echoes. I will make a split here with the letter A.
One item added.
And I hear one item added. Now I'll play the word echoes.
Echoes.
Pause Reaper again. See if everything is okay. Try to scrub a little bit to the left just to make things
R388
more accurate. And now make another split with the letter A.
One item added.
Now I have three items on this track. And let's see what's on item number two with Control Alt Spacebar.
Echoes. Echoes.
Okay, so we have quite a nice split here. Now, Control X to cut this item.
One item removed.
And create another track, which will be track number two.
It's track name.
And I will give it a name.
M. Branco, the track name.
I'll call it Echoes.
Cap panel, two echoes, zero items.
Now I will paste this word echoes onto this second track named Echoes.
One item added.
Now I'm going to the beginning of the project, and well, let's hope. It's starting to rain very, very hard, and there has been a thunderstorm lately. I hope there's no problem with my recording and with my computer. Thunderstorms are quite wild today here in my in the place where I live. But now, okay, so let's
start.
See what we have here.
I hear my thoughts as if they were echoes in my mind.
The word echoes.
Two echoes, one item.
Let's solo track number two and see what there is.
Solo.
Echoes.
So that's only the word echoes. And you may also hear the heavy rain that's coming from outside.
I'm solo.
So that's the item method I just demoed here. And I have the word echoes on a separate track. And now I will insert a delay and see the result.
Two echoes, one, add FX2. Track two echoes, Janela facility. List one list of JS. Delay W tempo ping pong. FX.
I will insert the delay tempo ping pong thing, and I won't even bother looking for a preset because I don't think there are any very interesting presets here. We just need to tweak the parameters of the delay, which I won't be doing now for the purposes of the demo. Now let's go to the beginning of the project again and listen to the result.
I hear my thoughts as if they were echoes in my mind.
Oh yeah, that's a nice echo, echo, echo. So using the item method, I could treat this particular sound differently. Now let's use the time selection method. Let's go to the beginning of the
new change item selection. New cusp, one arm vocal, one item.
Let's go to the beginning of the thing. We have only one item on one track.
I hear my thoughts as if they were echoes in my mind.
I didn't even bother singing it properly. Blech. But yeah, that's okay for the purposes of the thing. Now I will go to the word echoes.
I hear my thoughts as if they were.
Before the word echoes, I'll place my start marker.
Set selection start.
Echoes.
And at the end of the word echoes, I'll place my finish marker.
Set selection end.
So as you hear, I set my selection start and selection end. Now I need to make sure that a particular Reaper preference and checkbox is checked in order for this split to work properly. So let's press Ctrl P and go to the preferences menu.
Reaper preferences, Janela, the time selection is clear music.
And in your case, you may need to up or down arrow until you find edit behaviors. And look for the checkbox I will describe you.
Disable rectline body. Okay, cancel editing, but a move edit cursor to start of time selection on time selection change kikes and verificase o marcado. The edit cursor where.
Okay, you need to check this box. And I have just checked it. It's already checked. It doesn't come checked by default, but that's what will make possible that when we go to the beginning. When we create another track, we can insert the new item right into its proper place. Because otherwise, if this box wasn't checked, what would happen was that the pasted item would go to the end of the item that was on the previous track. I hope I made myself clear. So, that's what we will have to do now. So this box must be checked. Now let me get out of the preferences menu.
Unsaved project Reaper v6.3.
And now I will select the items within this particular time selection using Alt Shift A.
One item selected.
And one item is selected. Now I will press Control Shift X to do the smart cut.
Minus one item removed.
I hear minus one item removed. Now I'll create
one arm vocal, two items.
Another track.
The track name.
And I will name it echoes.
Caps lock cap panel. Two echoes, zero items.
And I will paste the item onto this track, and hopefully it will already be at its proper location.
One item added.
Now let's go to the beginning of the project, or clear the time selection first.
Clear time.
And go to the beginning of the project and listen to the results.
I hear my thoughts as if they were echoes in my mind.
Good. We have the word echoes on a separate track. Then we can do the same. We can pick up this track.
Two echoes, one item.
Insert the delay.
Add FX to select. List one list FX. Track two echoes.
And there we have our nice little echoey thing.
I hear my thoughts as if they were echoes in my mind.
isn't it so amusing? Oh, yes, it is. I hope it helps. And thanks for listening.